Yo, what's up, Anus Nation? This is your boy, Fartbox 6025.
It's Fartbox 25?
Yeah. Okay. We're still smoking crunk boobies. We have not ceased to smoke the crunkest of boobs.
They've never stopped.
Again? Yeah. We're doing two streams a day for health and wealth and greatness.
Exactly.
If you don't, I'm looking at cinematic trailers of Assassin's Creed games. Oh. Crunk boobies are the only boobies I've
seen. So good looking. Oh, this game is phenomenal. Crunk boobies
are the goodest looking smokes. Just post this, guys. I'm so sorry. I'll get my anus out of your mouth right now. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to put that there. Is that what people say when jiu-jitsu is going on? I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to put my anus in your mouth. I'm so sorry.
Make money. Oh.
Alright. The streams are shorter, but now it's 2 a day. Interesting. I don't know. All of it is just improv and, yeah. You know, it's better that you watch this than go die looking at news and stuff.
It is better for you to focus on things worth your eyes. Worth your irises. Worth your pupils. Than to focus on anything else.
That's not good. Hold on, say something. Okay. Headphones. Oh, I see what's going on here.
Yeah. Oh my god. Get off that. Get off that, or like clear your followers as much as you can.
Yeah, clear the people who you're following. Whatever.
Exactly.
Mute people. Probably good.
Get people out of your eyes, out of your mind. Whatever good things you can do, it's certainly not in that realm. Certainly not in that ambition.
It works now.
It does you no good. Knowing what's going on.
The change is nothing.
Serves very few purposes, yeah. And those purposes tend to be really not be any good to anybody.
Oh, now my camera died. That's awesome. Hold on.
Yeah, phenomenal.
This is the greatest stream of all time.
Yeah, nothing works. You're eating.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, we're back. Moobs? What are moobs? Mom boobs? Keyboard time. It is keyboard time. It's not a soap stream without at least two things going wrong. Actually, we have three things, which is keyboard wasn't working, audio output wasn't working, and webcam just broke. Man boobs? Oh, I thought it was mom boobs. I guess because I'm a pervert. hold on.
Aren't all boobs mom boobs? I mean, that's their purpose. Right? Yeah. Certainly knew how to make some video games.
I have to throw my whole butthole up with 20 billion dynamites. Does anybody know what that song is? You gotta be a real French Marxist to know what that is. Which, of course, I am.
Yeah. Like Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
Eating pasta.
Eating pasta? You guys like this?
Like
I punch
it.
Over my plate and I go... delectable pasta.
It is quite delectable. I wish I had some pasta right now. I certainly like pasta. I miss pasta.
I think French is, other than African languages, well, French, yeah, probably the funniest European language.
Yeah, it sounds gay.
This is so retarded. There's no consonants. It's just, ugh, it's baguette.
It's almost Hebrew.
Yeah.
Italian is my favorite language out of all of them. Dutch is the weirdest. All I know is, Russian, they go, yeah, all the time. Every time a sentence ends in a, like, a vowel, I think, or a Y, they go, yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's Finnish, in which the people breathe in while they're speaking.
Yeah, the words are so long that it's, I haven't heard Dutch, so I wouldn't know. Guys, I'm really good at this. I freaking wish. Well, imagine composing based on how it looks when the person plays versus how it sounds. Yeah, they do like a vowels weird, where if it's like a double vowel, they do like like the weird freaking timing and stuff. It's really weird.
Do Finnish, man, I don't know. All I know is like the Scotch Irish are drunks. What do the Finnish do? I know your father is quite a fan of yogurt.
Can't get the timer. Anyways, what do they do? They do. I went to Finland. Most of the places serve, I forget. Like it's some berry thing. They do like sausages and these like potato pancakes. That's about it
potato
though.
Potato pancakes. Oh, that sounds like a freak.
Yeah, saunas. They all get naked. Everyone gets naked. And
It's like a
jump in the water, whatever.
It's basically a special day. It's a holiday. Holiday. Everybody getting naked.
Mm-hmm.
And get in this hot room.
What are you? Get away from me. Prayers of my mouth. Kill myself.
I gotta think about what I'm gonna eat.
What is available to you?
Don't know. I think there might be food. Like some.
Oh, food is available to eat to you? That's crazy.
Yeah, should I eat some food or should I eat something else?
Maybe you should become like, oh frick, I almost just diarrheaed all over myself. Maybe you should become like a worm and start eating fecal matter. It's very nutritious, I've heard from the worms.
Can working out make you taller?
I really cannot do different things with my limbs.
No. No, my posture's always been good, so I guess I just grew. Because from what I know, men keep growing until they're 21 or something. So I guess I just got an inch or two taller recently. It's always great. I'm always looking to get taller. Always looking to grow big. Ouch! That's a black person right there. I'm always always looking to become more elongated. Ooh, that woke me right up. I thought of a probably retarded rhetorical question the other day, and I'm struggling to move forward with it. Go ahead, ask it. I'll elongate your mind. So sexy. I'll elongate your mind.
Really, can I do that? It's a talent. Props to Sam Hyde.
If the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are the Trinity of the Good, then I was wondering what the mirrored tree could be.
It's the, frick. It's in...
Gay person, abortion, and what else?
Like, Satan, the Beast, and... the False Prophet? What are they called, though?
Oh, okay, yeah. False Prophet, the Beast...
the Antichrist?
And the Antichrist, yeah. I didn't even think about that. I didn't even connect the two. I thought of, like, the equivalence, and I thought, like, gay person, abortion, and what would be the Holy Spirit?
AIDS?
Yeah, perhaps.
Makes sense.
Thank you, Catsoup and KSD, for the follows. Hope you guys enjoy the programming.
Ah, my Jaeger! Alright. I don't know.
Just found out my sister made an OnlyFans. Should I kill her and myself? Ah, oh, it's never a reason to do that. It's always a reason to, ask your parents what they were doing.
Exactly. Bigger. Tell your parents. Good one.
Inform your parents.
Are those what Italians are? Are Italians spiggers?
Why? Well, what's spaghetti the SP? Oh, yeah. Spaghetti Jaeger. Or pizza Jaeger.
Bigger is the best one.
My knuckles hurt. Oh, they hurt. Yeah, you can say spigga. That's
Yo, this spigga though. This freaking this spigga.
Spigga.
Spigga. Spigga. Spigga. It's watermelon egga. Wouldn't that be a wigger? But a wigger is a white digger.
Yeah. I'm a little bit of a chigglegger.
Yeah, a little bit of a jor bigglegger, chigglegger.
And our parents are divorced. 21. Okay, so she's 21. Our parents are divorced. I don't know if either of them can handle hearing that she made one. You go ahead and tell them.
Yeah. Tell them. It's their responsibility to sort that one out.
Yep.
I can't feel my leg. My leg. Bros, all the Triple Mountain Dews finally catching up to me. What? Triple Mountain Dews?
No, Greek. The Greek are yogurt eggers.
Yeah, yiggers. Yeah, that's why you don't get a divorce.
My mom still thinks that she's probably a virgin. That's crazy. Tell your mom. Tell your mom and
she's
dad.
She's thrown out that idea as soon as she got divorced.
Seriously. Go ahead and tell your parents. Make your sister, you know, do a prank. Make your sister dislike you. Jews are nosickers? I don't know. What are Jews?
What are Jews? Aren't they Satan diggers?
I just spilled pipeline punch monster all over my mattress. Stop lying. We all know you peed yourself. There's no, you know, no shame in it. We all pee ourselves. Shekel Iggers, perhaps. I don't know.
It gets confusing with all these S's. There's Wiggers, Biggers, and now Sugars.
Yep. Toilets are pretty lame. Been diapered up since 07 and haven't looked back. You know what? I get you.
I was thinking about this yesterday. How do you not learn how to use a toilet?
I mean, you poop naturally.
Why is that
and
so
you pee.
Hard for? Well, it requires a certain amount of willingness and force for it, you know. I mean, unless you're laughing all the time like me and I piss myself every week. But, you know.
No, you naturally poop. When you're a kid, it slips out.
Oh,
some people.
Well, yeah, that's sort of true, but.
Keep that way. It's pretty gross. Wait till you have a glance at my anus. I don't know, ask India? Yeah, I guess if you're Indian. What do Indian people have that they do that so much? Yeah, it's weird.
They hate toilets, in fact. When they tried doing toilets, they started, like, killing people. Beating them up.
Yeah, so enraged by the mere
offering
idea.
Offering them the toilet. But how do you become that comfortable taking dumps in front of people? Wouldn't you get, like, performance anxiety?
What did you ask me, Sophia?
Wouldn't you get performance anxiety from dumping in front of people? How do they do it?
I guess they're really extroverted and alpha.
Yeah, I guess Indians are just alpha.
Indians are just so alpha, they poop in front of other people and don't even care.
Mm-hmm. People actually don't talk about this, but the reason that Indians were able to get the British colonizers away was because they were so alpha and their big fecal matter scared away the British, the beta British.
Yeah.
And they said, man, we gotta leave. We can't deal with the stench anymore of this freaking place.
Poop in front of them.
Yeah, German is a highly abrasive language. It sounds like you're swearing all the time. Because it's just consonants everywhere. I guess German is the opposite of French.
Yeah.
But aren't they, like, next to each other?
I still don't know how... Like, I cannot tell you what countries are in Europe.
I have a very rough mental image of the outline, but... Isn't Germany, like, at the center, and then it's, like...
Okay, France, that part I get. Spain, then Britain. It's like, yeah. It's Germany, and then right like to Asia. The left of it is France. I really don't like how things are distributed because like Russia is like right there, but it's Asia. Right. Why do they call it Asia? It's not Asia. Asians are like Indians and Japanese mean, and Chinese people.
Like that's how I'm Mongolian is because the Mongols came through the area of Russia.
Ah.
So their Tatars became a thing.
Nah, just like make a new one. If you really don't want to make Russia part of Europe, make a new continent. Just separate them from
the Chinese like, and Japanese. Yeah, isn't Greece like under? Italy and Greece are like under.
Yeah, under. And then, under. Very
and
good.
Then Finland, Sweden, Norway are above. And it's a penis. A double penis ball sack. That's my hometown, baby. Let's get it.
Double penis ball sack. That is the name of my home country. How did you know? No, like Greece is below Bulgaria and Romania. Wait, what? Okay, this is really stupid. Now that I just noticed this. So, between... Okay, Croatia is part of Europe. But then there is Serbia, which is not part of Europe. And then you get to Greece, which is like all the way between. Why is Serbia
what
they're
even
in
are
Europe? Slavic people?
Oh, right.
Like, there is an exclave of Asia in the middle of Europe. This is stupid. Serbia is part of Europe? What? Oh no, you guys are lying to me.
Is Croatia based?
Oh yeah, Italy looks like a boot. Yeah. Looks like a gay boot. Looks like a woman's boot.
Yeah, okay, Germany at the center, France, Spain, Portugal. Italy and Greece are somewhere down here.
Accidental.
Asia, don't care.
Netherlands, best country? No, that's not true. We all know it's
The Netherlands. Netherlands? Sounds like my freaking butthole.
Open a map, Christ, I can't listen to this. Dude, just deal with it, okay?
I don't give a F.
We're geographers here. We're talking about real geopolitical issues.
I'm right, I didn't get a single thing wrong.
So far, yeah, we're like dead on.
Yeah, I'm freaking right, I'm looking at it right now.
Monkey? Okay. Did you say monkey?
What?
Did you just say monkey?
No.
Why is Croatia red and so small?
Small red one?
Yeah, very tiny red one. No, dude,
Finland
Serbia
is
not a part of Europe. Serbia is not a part of Europe. Oh, because they didn't enter the European Union? For real? That's how they decide who's part of Europe. It's really stupid.
Yeah, again, that's legalism.
Real dumb. Bozhe pravda. They're all Eastern Orthodox and Serbian.
Yeah, but geography can blow a fat one. I can just look at a map. The worst part was, they expected us to memorize all of the countries in Africa. Guess who cheated on that test? This was in,
Oh, I cheated at school so much.
I remember Djibouti. That's the only one I remember. And even that, I have a hard time remembering. I first think Daijobu before I think Djibouti.
Daijobu.
Who needs to know that? Yeah. Never going there. Ever. That's fair. Yes. Nigeria, Nigeria. I remember my brother had a world map in his room. And I must have been 7 or something like that. And I like pointed to Nigeria and I pronounced it the wrong way. Let's just say that.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What was your reaction?
I just laughed.
How old were you?
7. Something like that.
Nice.
Young.
You said the N-word for the first time at 7.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite... You're basically a veteran to the N-word, basically.
Yeah. I know there's like 3, like, Guinea things. That's about it. Djibouti,
Djibouti. Did you just have a stroke?
What?
You went, ah!
Yeah, what about it?
Sounds like you suffered brain apoptosis.
Apoptosis? What the frick is an apoptosis? Sounds like my anus.
Think about punching. The, like, in between my knuckles is getting so red.
Suicide? Awesome.
My knuckles, the in between area is becoming red. Big red ones all over the place. Yeah, looking at your hand. Dry skin? No, it's from punching. The skin gets compressed because, you know, the angle of the punch makes the skin of the knuckle compress against the skin of the other knuckle. So, you know, it gets irritated. No, you have dry skin, I can tell by your voice. I think I have oily skin, actually.
What ethnic background is Soph?
Black, half, Djiboutian.
Yeah, half black, half Jewish.
Half Djiboutian. from Djibouti.
Half Dijogun. She was born in Djibouti.
Yeah.
Half Tsunade Obachan and half Dijogun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly that. How did you know? Full blood Niger. Black people be so funny though.
Well, what do you? My ethnic background, my ethnic background visually is pretty obvious, I think. I don't know, give it your best shot.
I want my Nubian queen, god damn it. Sophia's 100% Japanese. Taijo Budeska. Very Obachan.
Ochin Obachan. Alright, let me put this freaking disgusting crap away.
Oh, wait a second. Okay, yeah, yeah, go do that. Yeah, we are the black perspective that nobody else can get from anywhere. Yeah, physiognomy. I love physiognomy. I study physiognomy.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm from Djibouti.
What? What was that? Soap streams bingo. Eating on stream, so pissing yourself. Audio issues, Fortnite dance, the mention of poop. Who made this?
Admiral, I believe.
Oh, racism, but it's chill. Webcam dies. Casually talking about killing people. Oh, my gruts. Embrace Catholicism, fart noises. The mention of penises and boobs. Red hoodie, freeze face. Something about Hillary, Obama, or Bill Clinton. Obama Clinton. British accent. Victor scolding chat for their autism. Random singing. Bruh. Debating a retard in chat. Making goofy faces. Coming up with variations of Igor. Overall screaming. Stereo lab playing in the background. Big red one. McDonald's Wi-Fi.
McDonald's.
Highly. Yeah.
Single McDonald's. Just one McDonald's.
Yeah, I've been on the kill stream. I am, I don't know, my mother got on my case the other day for asking if she's Jewish. She strongly denies any Jewish heritage.
Oh, okay.
So I think I'm in the clear.
Alright.
Because I know my dad is literally 100% Finnish, and then my mom is some mix of Slavic stuff and like 1/4 Mongolian, so that makes me 1/8. I don't know if it means like Asian or if it means Slavic person who was like Golden Horde. So Slavic person who was conquered by the Golden Horde. Don't know.
So, has Soph ever been on the kill stream with Ethan Ralph? Yes, a couple times. Are you related to Bjork?
Isn't Bjork the same genetic?
Isn't Bjork that girl that has a song like, I'm the bad guy? something yeah, like that.
I think that was Bjork.
Yeah.
Icelandic and Asian looking?
Icelandic? Or Icelandish?
Should Icelandic. Be dish. Icelandish?
That should be dish.
Retarded. You're retarded and you shouldn't be in charge of anything because you're retarded.
That's pretty racist. Sophia has two different bottles of lotion in her desk.
You need to add that to the bingo thing. Lotion in background perpetually.
Liter tubs of lotion. Wonder what Sophia uses that for.
I just have dry hands, guys. I'm totally not massaging my massive huge wiener dry feet. All the time.
Huge dry feet, huge dry wiener.
Yeah. Ah. The anus. What? If I Slav squatted, I'd die and poop simultaneously.
She made a dude kill himself on camera. Yeah, Bjork had that guy shoot himself in the head.
What?
A guy who was a big fan of hers killed himself. What are you talking about? Ouch! My wiener!
She had sex with black people and he got mad? I don't know anything about this. This is news to me. This guy looks like a white guy in black skin. I tried to keep myself busy. I ran around in circles, think I made myself dizzy. I slept it away. I sexed it away. I read it away. Take a swig of water every time Soph says penis or anus and you will be healthy. That's a good one. Yes. Hold on. I'm looking at pictures of Icelandic people. Hold on. My people. I found my people.
Opinion on Cringe Panda?
Check it out.
Dude, I believe she directed The Greatest Story Never Told.
Mm-hmm.
Why does that look like your brother?
Hold on. My secretly Icelandic? What are Icelandic people even?
Whole country just of your brother.
Mm-hmm. Check it.
Oh no, I just farted.
Forehead check. I think. Hold on. No, I think it's just her hair. So a girl looks like your brother? Yeah. Well, me and my brother are pretty similar. Both have big forehead, square head. It's a my dad thing.
Yo, you should get cornrows.
I should get cornrows?
Yeah, get your name cornrows. Ah! Headache!
Cornrows. Me with cornrows. I'd like to see Greta Thunberg with cornrows.
Rapping.
Maybe she should do that for the blacks rioting right now who are stealing stuff. They're poor, getting free stuff. Let me get some cornrows in their memory. Her head is only... She's only getting more and more terrifying as time goes by, man. Dude, please don't rape me. Don't rape me. No, stop. It's so annoying. Stop it. All right.
I hate looking at her face.
I'm scared looking at her face.
Why? Her second name is Tintin. What kind of retard is
what? This? What? Oh, that's a Swedish thing.
Tintin. Eleonora Ernman Thunberg. FRSGS. What kind of stupid idiotics? Okay, I'm getting pissed.
Greta Tintin Eleonora Ernman Thunberg.
Yeah, Frisks! That's her last name. That's her actual name. No. Maybe she should be called Greta.
Royal Scottish Geographical Society.
Jiggler Society? Yeah. Yeah, the Jiggler Society. She's a Jiggler. She's the president. She's the president of the Jiggligers.
But they have five names. They have Brazilians beat.
I hate these things, man. You have a thing in your name. Olaf? That isn't your name. Olaf? That is like what you are. I am what? Joe, son of Bigelow Joe. Isn't that a thing that shouldn't be in your name anymore?
What?
Like some people, I think when they win an Oscar, they get something on their name.
Oh.
Attached to their name. Or something like that. They win stuff like that, they get things in their name. But why would that be in your name? That's just a thing you have.
Yeah, Esquire. So scary.
God, that is so disgusting, man.
Alright. Because Greta is a fellow Skigger, Scandinavia Igger, I can't hate her.
Why is it called Scandinavia? Also, why do you have man hair right now? What's going on with
man
you?
Man hair?
Yeah, only on the top of your head, like an idiot. Oh, I have to show you something.
What do you have to show me? Dove trans confirmed?
This is what I have to show you.
I'd be so terrified if Greta's lesbian. Oh my gosh! Yo.
This is a black person in 2020.
Yeah.
Chubligaligger?
Chubligaligger.
You stand gooba. What is gooba?
Aw, frick my frickin' anus. Camera having difficulties.
What are you talking about?
It's really like the brokenness is getting worse.
Yeah.
Now it's not freezing, it's getting like distorted like this.
It's awesome. Your head is cracking sideways.
Yeah.
Gooba? You mean the Tekashi 6ix9ine song?
Yeah. Oh shoot. This is cool. I'm not gonna unplug it and replug it.
It's just broken.
This is the unique effect. Not many hair like my brother's. It's the unique punching your webcam.
The graphics are breaking up because Sophia's actually a man in a disguise. Oh, look, it's cracking down. What's poppy?
Yo, what's poppy?
Yo, what's poppy? Jesus, the webcam is farting right now.
Hold on. What's up? My freaking anus is in my mouth. Yo, what's up, Igger Nation?
What's up, Igger Nation? Adolf Hitler here. I'm gonna fart.
What? What? Adolf Hitler the fart?
No. Said, what's up, Igger Nation? Adolf Hitler here. Gonna fart.
Oh.
Kyle Holy self, Kyle was CGI? Hitler the fart.
How does this even happen? How do you break hard? I guess my punches are just that hard. Great.
Dude, your hair is F me up mode right now.
Yo, just F my S up though. Yo. Yo, I'm kind of like Charles now. With this little thing swooping down in the front.
Nice, very healthy.
Receding hairline at 15. I look like, yeah, I do look like one of those fat lesbians with hair that is too small for their enormous fat head.
Small hair.
I'm not even touching the webcam and it's doing this. I'm not even.
Testicle head.
Yeah, I got pubes on my head.
Vagina on my face. Okay. You know anything about the secrets of Fatima?
Oh yeah, I read about those a while ago. Marian visions and stuff.
First secret. Okay, well, let's actually check this. I had seen this a long time ago. Never looked into it.
Yeah.
Okay, remember anything?
Wasn't one about, Soviet Union and stuff. The other was about a pope getting assassinated.
Okay, first one is Our Lady showed us a great sea of fire which seemed to be under the earth. Plunged in this fire were demons and souls in human form, like transparent burning embers, all blackened or burnished bronze, floating about in the conflagration, now raised into the air by the flames that issued from within themselves together with great clouds of smoke, now falling back on every side like sparks in a huge fire, without weight or equilibrium. And amid shrieks and groans of pain and despair, which horrified us and made us tremble with fear, the demons could be distinguished by their terrifying and repulsive likeness to frightful and unknown animals, all black and transparent. This vision lasted but an instant. How can we ever be grateful enough to our kind heavenly mother who had already prepared us by promising the first apparition to take us to heaven? Otherwise, I think we would have died of fear and terror. Okay, so the first secret is, vision of hell.
Right.
Second secret. You have seen hell where the souls of poor sinners go. To save them, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. If what I say to you is done, many souls will be saved and there will be peace. The war is going to end, but if people do not cease offending them...
Something about Russia becoming Catholic or something.
A worse one will break out during the pontificate of Pope Pius the 11th. When you see a knight illumined by an unknown light, know that this is the great sign given you by God that he is about to punish the world for its crimes by means of war, famine, and persecutions of the Church and of the Holy Father. Okay, this is interesting. Prediction that a worse war will break out. And when you see a knight...
Didn't the secrets already happen, though?
Yeah. When you see a knight illumined by an unknown light, know that this is the great sign given you by God that he is about to punish the world for its crimes by means of war, famine, and persecutions of the Church and the Holy Father. What is the knight illumined by an unknown light?
Knight illumined by an unknown light. What?
Yeah.
Blink.
I'm just literally on the Wikipedia page.
Okay, the first one, Vision of Hell. Second secret is... about Russia coming Orthodox and communism and stuff. Third one was about, the Pope John Paul II assassination attempt. Yeah, I had a rough idea of these. So.
Consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart and the Communion of Reparation on the first Saturdays. If my requests are heeded, Russia will be converted and there will be peace. If not, she will spread her errors throughout the world, causing wars and persecutions of the Church. The good will be martyred. The Holy Father will have much to suffer. Various nations will be annihilated. In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. The Holy Father will consecrate Russia to me, and she shall be converted, and a period of peace will be granted to the world. It's weird. My knuckles are swollen.
There's a lot of... Fatima is the most famous one, but there's a lot of interesting Marian visions. There is one... I think I sent you a long time ago, but it was talking about, sexualization of children and stuff. So I thought it was really interesting, but I sent you a long time ago.
Third secret.
Okay, yeah, and Quito, Ecuador was the one.
Published on 2000. After the two parts which I've already explained, at the left of Our Lady and a little above, we saw an angel with a flaming sword in his left hand, flashing. It gave out flames that looked as though they would set the world on fire, but they died out in contact with the splendor that Our Lady radiated towards him from her right hand. Pointing to the earth with his right hand, the angel cried out in a loud voice, "Penance." And we saw in an immense light that is God, something similar to how people appear in a mirror when they pass in front of it. A bishop dressed in white. We had the impression that it was the Holy Father. Other bishops, priests, men and women, religious, going up a steep mountain.
at the top of which there was a big cross of rough-hewn trunks as of a cork tree with the bark. Before reaching there, the Holy Father passed through a big city in half in ruins and half trembling with halting step. Afflicted with pain and sorrow, he prayed for the soul of the corpses he met on his way. Having reached the top of the mountain, on his knees at the foot of the big cross, he was killed by a group of soldiers who fired bullets and arrows at him. And in the same way, there died, one after another, the other bishops, priests, men and women, religious, and various lay people of different ranks and positions. Beneath the two arms of the cross, there were two angels, each with a crystal aspersorium in his hand, in which they gathered up the blood of the martyrs, and with it sprinkled the souls that were making their way to God. Bishop dressed in white. Okay, that's... feels. Bishop dressed in white. What is that about?
Yeah, okay, this one is interesting. Freemasonry, which will then be in power, will enact iniquitous laws with the aim of doing away with the sacrament of marriage, making it easy for everyone to live in sin, and encouraging the procreation of illegitimate children born without the blessing of the church. This was back in 1500s. That this prophecy was made. The devil will try to persecute the ministers of the Lord in every possible way. He will labor with cruel and subtle astuteness to deviate them from the spirit of their vocation and will corrupt many of them. These depraved priests who will scandalize the Christian people will make the hatred of bad Catholics and the enemies of the Roman Catholic and Apostolic Church fall upon all priests.
Your hair is very fitting to this conversation, by the way.
Yes, it is. My hair is on fleek, I dare say. I hashtag woke up like this. The spirit of impurity that will saturate the atmosphere in those times like a filthy ocean. It will inundate the streets, squares, and public spaces with astonishing liberty. There will be almost no virgin souls in the world. Innocence will almost no longer be found in children, nor modesty in women. So back 1500s.
Which one is that?
Crazy.
Which is that one?
Quito, Ecuador. Our Lady of Good Success.
Our Lady of the Good Event.
Can't look at you anymore, makes me laugh each time. What's so strange, what's so funny about this? I'm sorry, something funny? I'm sorry. Is something funny? Unbelievable.
Lack of priestly and religious vocations, loss of innocence among children, loss of modesty among women, unbridled lust which will ensnare many souls, depraved priests who will scandalize the faithful and cause suffering for good priests, profanation of the sacrament of matrimony.
Yeah.
Interesting. Pithy.
Interesting. Interesting.
Quite interesting.
I don't know what's funny about this. This is like the cool new hairstyle. What is he reading? It is, the Marian apparition in Quito, Ecuador. Stuff that was prophesied way back. Way back in the day, man. Alright, you wanna go for another 30 minutes?
Yeah, well, go for 10 minutes.
Okay.
We can close it off in an hour.
Right. I will be gaming hardcore after this, big time.
Yeah, let's get some gaming in, everybody.
Everybody's, it's gaming day. Let's oppress minorities and gays this Pride Month by gaming. Ah, my freaking hair keeps slapping my nuts. Stay up, you stupid anger black person. Yo, hey, what's up? What's good? Yo. Smells like freaking farts. Yo, thanks for the
lemon. What are you talking about? Your head?
Your yiggers? Your bliggers and triggers?
Your head smells like farts, Sophia?
My head smells like farts? What? Why are you talking to yourself?
I'm pretending to be you.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Pull that up, Jamie. Why do you sound like a gay person having sex all the time?
What?
That's crazy. Why does Joe Rogan talk like a gay person having sex?
Yo, whip it up, Jamie, though.
Yeah, whip it out, Jamie.
Yo, whip it out, Jamie.
Yo. Yeah. Why are... I cannot believe I just saw a homosexual. He's like gay.
Oh my gosh, where? I gotta kill him.
Yo, is that homophobia?
Homophobia?
I do believe that's homophobia.
Mm-hmm. But homophobazinga.
Homophobe? More like homophobazinga.
Uh huh. Yo.
Homophobic Sheldon from Big Bang Theory.
Isn't the Sheldon gay though?
In real life, yeah.
What? In real life?
Yeah, the actor is gay.
What is the actor's name?
Jim Parsons. That's terrifying.
Oh no. He looks like Tommy McGuire that smoked crack. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think so, honestly.
Hold on!
What did you say?
He looks like Tobey Maguire that smoked crack.
I don't believe that's the case.
I believe it is. Hold on.
Did you just fart? Oh my god.
Did you just... Whatever just came out of your anus, it better not have been a fart. Hold on. Give me this picture.
I didn't fart. I was just making fart noises with my anus.
Oh, I didn't fart. I'm just making fart noises with my anus. Look.
I burned my hand. Oh.
I don't understand. I don't know. Hold on. I need a better picture. Maybe? A little bit? I don't know.
He doesn't look like Tobey Maguire with crack.
He kind of does, though.
No, he doesn't. You're black.
Shut up, Edgar.
Crackula.
Crackula? Yeah, he's gay, too. Makes sense. Ooh, I come to drink your crack. No, wait.
Yeah, let me drink your crack,
smoke your crack.
My anus.
Sounds like I'm gonna drink your doo-doo batter. I've come to drink your crack.
Doo-doo batter?
Yeah.
What are you battering my doo-doo for?
I'm not battering your doo-doo. That's your mother that did that.
Ah, come on, man. I know you're battering my doo-doo.
Crack juice? Crack juice?
Punch you in the stomach, will you?
It sounds like diarrhea.
If I punch you in the stomach real hard, is your poop gonna become juice?
I don't wanna find out. I don't like poop juice. I, for one, do not like poop juice.
Yeah. Despite this being an unpopular opinion, I do not like poop juice, and I will refuse to drink it.
Yo, what's up? My anus.
Sophia, what is your real name?
Anus penis. I just spit all over everything. What is my real name?
Oh, come on, you're lying. Your name is not anus penis. You
Dr. Cheese Anus?
Yeah, that sounds believable.
Dr. Anus Beef.
Oh man, I pity his, like, anus doctor.
Anus doctor?
Yeah, what is it called, the anus doctor?
Gastroenterologist? Anusologist, let's go with that.
Dr. Gastroenterologistic?
Anus logistics! What the frick is a logistic anyways?
I don't even know, it sounds stupid. Yeah, Dr. Anusology. Anusologist.
Logistics is generally the detailed organization and implementation of a complex operation. Oh yeah, anus isn't a complex thing. Anus logistics. I work in
anus, is very complex.
Anus logistics.
Very complicated anus you got there.
The anus logistics.
What if your doctor tells you that? Yeah, you got a very complicated anus.
You know, your anus is probably the most complex system of the whole body.
Yeah, very complex and deep.
Blows.
Very complex and deep and profound.
Nothing else in the whole body sucks and blows, but...
I don't think anybody's butthole sucks, man.
Really?
What's wrong with your butthole?
Nothing. My butthole
reverse Kirby.
Suck.
Yeah, my butthole does not suck. I would like for you to stop telling my family that it does.
What if your like anus was your mouth and your mouth was your anus? Ha, that's funny. Ha, that's funny.
Sophia, were you retarded?
What if your anus was your penis and your mouth was your penis too?
Everything's a penis now.
Yeah.
If your anus was a penis and your mouth was a penis. And your arms were like a penis.
Is it just me or the streams have gotten significantly more retarded the last few days?
I think you've gotten more significantly retarded.
I'm the same retarded, but more significantly.
Yeah. More significantly the same retarded. Mm-hmm. Exactly that.
Why do you have brain hemorrhage vagina?
I do not have brain hemorrhoids in my vagina. Shut up.
Brain? They think.
Yeah, it's hemorrhoids, but they're made out of neurons.
Neuron hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
Neuroids?
Neuronic.
Numeroids? Numeroids.
Numeroids? Pneumonicroids? Pneumonic hammer? It's like shoots hemorrhoids at the cow's head.
Hemorrhoid gun?
Yeah.
Hemorrhoid. Oh man.
Penis.
Colonostomy bag.
Oh.
A colonoscopy bag.
And a hemorrhoid. Colonoscopy bag.
Colonoscopy bag with some hemorrhoids in it. What if my colostomy bag is a hemorrhoid?
What? What even is a hemorrhoid? Isn't it like a skin thing? Doesn't it look like a grot?
You sound like a doctor right now. Can you tell me more stuff about that?
It's like an anal bump. It explodes.
Yeah, I heard they were playing.
In the Mercury Lounge. Anal bump that explodes.
Anal bump.
Yeah.
Well, new haircut? Yeah, Sophia is now gay and half black.
Yeah. Yo, you guys like my new haircut? I modeled it after Jeffrey Epstein's penis.
I modeled it after Jeffrey Epstein's penis?
Yeah, I thought it'd be hip and cool since everyone's talking about him again.
You thought it would be high on pot news.
I thought it'd be high on crack.
I'm pretty high on crack right now, if I say so myself.
I didn't know Epstein's wiener was a blobfish.
Oh no, what? My racist stepfather just farted.
Man, okay. People gotta learn how to, like, turn the brain away.
Oh, God. Get out of here.
Honk, honk. Oh, no, sound. Get out of here. Dude, imagine if you could honk, honk, okay. Fart.
We should wrap
Dude,
it
my
up.
My farts are so hunky.
Yeah, my farts are super hunky.
Hunky and crunky and cranky?
Hunky and cranky.
My farts are hunky and crunk and cranky.
Is that what it is? A cranky hunk?
A cranky crunk? Hunk? Crunk? Yeah! Why would I be getting crunk though? Cranky hunk?
Okay,
what is
I'm gonna
crunk
go
actually?
Fart. I'll be right back. I gotta fart.
Oh, okay. You know, say whatever comes to mind. I should never do one of those psychological tests where they're like word associations. It's just gonna be penis, anus, penis. Dude, this would be funny though.
Never mind, I thought I had to fart. I actually don't. Wait, Sophia, are you there?
Yeah, what, Edgar?
Tell me how many times you farted in the 5 seconds after you were born.
3.
That probably was disgusting.
Wait,
5 seconds after you were born, you farted 23 times.
Yeah, how long does it take to fart 23 times?
I don't know, but you managed it.
1, 2, 3. Or, well, let's call it 23 seconds. 23 seconds of straight fart.
No, but it was in 5 seconds, so you were like a fart machine gun.
Oh, like...
No, it had to be separated. It was like... or something.
Yeah, like that.
Like that.
I get dizzy when I do that. Ow.
When do you not get dizzy doing anything? I was just thinking about penis. Ow, my headache farts.
Frick, my headache just farted on my grandmother's couch.
Imagine having a headache so bad you fart.
Dude, I just had a penis come out of my anus. Should I be concerned?
Oh, you probably should be concerned if it's coming in.
Not coming out is fine.
Yeah, if you're like having penises go out of your anus all the time, sounds like a deal.
Yeah, the penis should get the frick out of here and move back to penis land.
Pen Island? Perfect hair you got going on.
Yeah. Can babies fart inside the womb? Doesn't the farts get absorbed by the placenta and the mom has to smell them? I remember something about placenta does gas exchange. Man,
that is a, like a, that is, sounds like biological terrorism.
The curse of motherhood.
Yeah, you're a mom and suddenly you smell farts, think, oh, this bastard did it again. Can't stop farting. Hey, you got some penis land farts. Hair, not farts.
Let's go to the gift shop at penis land and buy some farts.
Pan Island.
It looks like I took the bet. I took the ass bargain.
Gun shot to the head.
And got a penis retarded. on the top of my head, and somebody else has a penis on their forehead now. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Don't Teletubbies have penises on their heads?
What kind of Teletubbies were you watching?
They just got dildos strapped to the top of their head. In a kid's show.
Yeah, sounds like a kid's show.
Balls I bet they had dildos. The balls drooping down on their third eye. Smack. They walk around, the balls smacking them on the freaking eyebrows. Yeah, my hair is just a constantly erect penis because blood is flowing through it.
You got blood in your hair?
Yeah! Blood is actually an extension of the circulatory system. Circulatory system where you poop and fart in your own face. Yeah, that's kind of how circulation works.
Yeah, you poop and fart in your own face.
Yeah, the blood from your butt goes to the blood in your mouth.
The blood from your butt goes to the blood in your scrotum, and you get a boner in your hair.
Get a boner in my anus? Wait, no.
My anus has a boner! Oh, whoa. Shit. Sounds like a threat. Sounds like an unwanted, undesirable circumstance. Sophia.
What? Oh shoot, it's deflating. I gotta keep it up. Yeah, what is it? I'm sorry, is something funny?
With that hair, your teacher's looking at you. I'm sorry, is something funny?
I'm sorry, is something funny?
Huge penis has a boner on her head. I'm sorry, something funny? About my head penis? Does anybody think the penis sticking out of my forehead is funny?
I'm literally headbanging right now. Get it? Because I got a penis on my head. Shake my head. I'm banging.
Is something funny about the boner I have on my forehead right now?
I'm sorry. Is something funny about this medical condition I have where I get hair boners?
I'm sorry. Is something funny about my huge boner?
I'm sorry. Is something funny about my 1 foot erect penis?
1 foot? Erect penis? Your penis is a foot.
Yeah.
Only one, though.
And my feet are penises.
That sounds painful. I would never want that. Can you, like, cake fart? It sounds like an escape move.
Cake fart? Yeah, hair penis. Nice skateboard move.
hair penis kick fart.
Yeah. The hair penis fart box extravaganza.
Fart box extravaganza.
Say something with a lift. Hey guys, I'm just smoking crunk boobies right now.
My crunk boners are super hard. Crunk boners.
Dude, this boner be crunk.
That's such a great band name, Crunk Boners.
Firefox Extravaganza's playing down at the Mercury Lounge. Oh, really? We gotta go. Oh, shoot. My fart exploded.
Oh, shoot. My anus just extravaganza. Anal extravaganza.
Yeah, crunk boners. Yo, the crunk boners. You sound like post-apocalyptic.
Dr. Chickaligger and the crunk boners.
Mm-hmm. Gay fart box. Fart box extravaganza. Extravanza. That's how I wrote it, because my brain is farting.
Duke E-hole and the penis meisters.
What was the other one? Chiggle bigger, jiggle bigger.
Chiggle bigger.
Chiggle bigger.
Jiggly wiener.
Chiggle bigger. Jiggle bigger.
Hello, class. My name is Professor Jiggly Wiener.
You get that name, bro. Professor Jiggly Wiener. Yeah, my dad's name is Fartbox Jiggly Wiener.
My stomach hurts. Yeah, hello class. Ouch, my anus.
Yeah, put a tack on the teacher's chair.
Classic Frank. Stick a needle in the teacher's anus. Don't put it on the chair, dude. Directly to his anus.
Classic Frank. Have anal sex with your teacher. Watch him say, ouch, my anus.
Classic. Hello, class. I'm Professor Jiggly Wiener. Oh man, you guys are getting a gift right now. Lower the viewers, the better the content. Seems to be that way.
Yeah. The masses are not gonna like esoteric humor like this.
Yeah, esoteric knowledge based, red pilled, etc.
Well, this is even better. Even better? It's like even better. Yo, what's up, Jiggaliggers? It's your boy, Professor Igger. No. Not that one.
What do you call my balls? No, I didn't mean to say that. What do you call meatball? In Portuguese, I guess, you know.
Meatballs? Yeah, penis sacks. Alright, now time to...
Did you just fart?
That's a funny joke. I would never tell you that.
I would never tell you if I farted. Bro, put your hand away.
Oh, that's your face? Oh, your face is so cool feeling. Can I squish your nose? Oh my gosh.
Can I squish your nuts? Professor Jiggly Wiener. Hello, class. I am Professor Jiggly Wiener.
Hello, class. My name is Professor Jiggly Wigger. And I want to say rape hearing this is. No, I don't want to do that. I'm sorry. Pedophilic teacher accidentally says he's a pedophile. Skit. Epic Key and Peele bit.
What did you say?
We should write for Key and Peele.
Yeah. I bet they'd kill themselves in a second if they looked at our writing.
Yeah. Hello, class. My name's Professor Jiggly Wiener, and I'd like to rape you. No. No, that's the wrong one. Sorry. Ow, my freaking anus! Ah! I'm sorry, class. I should be a teacher. I'd have so much fun. The kids, I don't, not so much. Alright, let's get out of the fart zone and into the anus box. Those are two parts of the digest. Uh-oh, the camera's really getting crazy now. Oh, gosh. This... He's just flipping so back and forth between those two images. Why?
Stream only gets worse. You really need to get a new webcam.
This is the funniest thing ever. How is it even managing this? A shimmy shoulder dance. Oh, now it's for real.
Sophia's doing a shoulder dance right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Some jiggly wiener.
Oh! This is happening again. My face is going cuckoo bananas. What happens if I move around more?
I was gonna start farting.
Alright, so the top is more up to date, but the bottom is kind of really lagging. Alright. Yo, what's up, Nigga Nation? It's your boy! Yeah, we just, you know, having a good time.
Having a nice fart.
Thank you, almighty webcam. Punching you like a year ago has had great future effects. What's popping? Hello? Something funny? Alright. Any final thoughts? Clean your anus and your foreskin. And the foreskin
clean
and
your anus. Please.
Your anal lips?
Foreskin.
Yeah, your anal foreskin, your anal
imagine
lips.
Imagine if you had.
Keep them immaculate. Imagine disgusting. If you had to eat all your meals off your anal foreskin. Clean it as if that was were the case.
Hello, everybody. Go to newproject2.com/soap to watch the latest videos. All very good for $1.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know the payment process is fried, but you know, keep it in your mind, up in your noggin.
Up in your nostrils.
Anal health is more important than clean rooms, first and foremost.
First and foremost, skin.
Your anus is effed up, everything's effed up. All right, peace out.